incommensurable and co-constitutive. Reminds me about my conversation with Finn regarding the conceptual distance of child rearing. Reminds me of Mira Shore's discussion of unsighted, archiveless 1970s feminist artists. Violence, too, is a mode of address. I really felt this way in Redacted's courses from 2017 through 2018. The stranger is a racialized figure. Yes. Same. Barf. My experience to a T. I love this story. And it's exhausting. I feel this way in Redacted staff meetings. I think I had a misunderstanding of this figure when I laughed about her for hours in February 2020 with Connor, Annabelle, and Jeremy. Me too. Lahia Lewis, Waterwell. Scare quotes. And in a way, they do frowny face. I'm not here, but I dream of it. Zandra Ibarra. As I did all day, was talking with Annabelle about our belief in menstrual blood as a sign that could wield political power disentangled from biological notions of femininity. People have period shame and are also afraid of being TERFs. Their eyes were watching God, Zora Neale Hurston. And animals. Incredible Day Tournament. Audre Lorde's The Master's Tools Will Not Dismantle the Master's House. Jeremy P. loves this book. Museums, too. NU, Community Not Cops. Does Redacted even have documents? And the realization that feminist academics can be sexist too is just shattering. And they are often met with hostility for doing so. Redacted's dangerous reign of terror. Young women professors too. Redacted changed my life, but many of my peers disrespected her. Insisting on being called professor. Discomfort and awe. In high school, I quit student council after the emotional strain of a year of being the only woman. Fuck the Redacted office. They're slow on purpose. I know it well. Jogging while black, sleeping while black. J. gentrification as a public policy for managing strangers. Reminds me of the horrible Wall Street Journal op-ed about Dr. Jill Biden. I had this conversation with Sam and Finn last night. The histories of racism as well as sexism are littered with good intentions and bad feelings. They seem to bind together in a certain way, as if to say, by feeling bad, I mean well. Ew. Ew. Grateful for that. This is so true. LOL, tell this to all the art historians obsessing about to care for at the root of to curate. Crucial point, yes. People hate her. I didn't realize she had been at this work for so long. Ew. Embodied empathy. Energy saving device. This is a remarkable anecdote. Melanie Klein. BLM, summer 2020. I love this book. Cruel Optimism, Lauren Berlant. Seeing this in predominantly non-male spaces like Redacted is especially maddening. Reminds me of Lawrence Abu Hamdan's Private Ear. An Ordinary Battle.